shining a light on the women creating impact, leading organizations and mission-focused strategic programs across the federal technology and consulting community. This is Impact. I'm being joined today by Marianne Monroe, the Vice President of Total Experience at Maximus. Marianne, thank you so much for taking the time to join me today.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Awesome. Well, I am excited to get rolling. Let's start with, is there an experience or an event that you believe to help steer you down your current path?
Actually, there are probably a series of events, but to keep it short, I would say that yes, my passion for government service began in my own home and was cultivated in my family through years of lived experiences. So I was raised in a family where my father was served in the U.S. Army and was a businessman who did federal services his entire career. And so from the earliest memories that I have and throughout my childhood and my early adulthood, I was exposed to living and breathing in a family of service and also for the love of my country. That was a very important value that was instilled in my home. And it was really pivotal in my life because it started me understanding government at an early age. I found myself having to understand how to navigate a complex medical system when my mother was diagnosed with cancer and I needed assistance in finding clinical trials for her. And I was in my 20s and I had to figure out how to navigate the complexities of that information and figuring out where to go. And as I grew in my career and in my life, I had to navigate federal services a lot for my family and for myself. My dad was a veteran. He needed benefits. He's also a service-connected veteran where I had to work with him to help him with his benefits and compensation and application. So I just had a lot of lived experiences that instilled in me the importance of what our government does for us each and every day and how hard it is to deliver services. And I just really became passionate about doing that in my own life to do that in the jobs that I've had and also to instill those values in how I walk through my career and my family.
Yeah, it's best to pull from life experiences too, as well. Are there any of the jobs that you had along your path that you would say were some pivotal points in your path?
Sure. Well, I would say that in every job that I've had, I've learned so much. And I'm like a curious learner. And I'm always passionate about learning new skills and learning about people. And I would say early in my career, the time that I spent in the National Cancer Institute and really working very closely with cancer patients and their families and loved ones to better understand cancer information and options for treatment, that really helped me build my empathy for people and the importance of understanding people and connecting with them and taking them from where they are to the next point in their journey of understanding information. So that was a real pivotal time in my life of learning and growth. And then, I just continued to learn as I evolved in government service and my role at GSA and those early efforts of establishing what customer experience really meant for us and how we could do this better and deliver better services and information to people. And that job really gave me the opportunity to work more across government. And that was a pivotal time in my career as well. And, since my time in government to my current job today at Maximus, I have never stopped learning and applying those learnings to making government services better and working very closely and effectively with the teams that I lead.
Yeah. And I feel like even if you've had a job in the past that maybe wasn't your favorite, you learn something from it. And that's one of the things that you can at least take away from it.
Oh, absolutely. I can remember when I first left public service and was transitioning in my career. I can remember that time being very, very difficult for me. And it, in a way, public service really has always defined me and my core values. And it was a really difficult transition into some other work that I've done since then. And it was hard. And going through it, I sometimes question, what did I do? And why did I do this? And I can look back now and see so clearly what I was learning that I kind of didn't even realize at that point, but how I can apply what I learned then to what I'm doing in my job now and in those next jobs that I had since then. So, I think it's important to take that step back and reflect on those difficult transitions and hard times to see what you learn from them and how you can use that later, in your career and in your personal life.
So as you were going along your journey, do you have a leader or a mentor along the way that helped guide you?
Oh, yes. I've had several leaders and bosses in my life, managers in my life that were very instrumental in my career growth. And I've had mentors that weren't part of my, immediate supervisory chain. I had mentors in each part of my career and still do today that I can lean on for advice, for reality checks, for some of those gut checks around how I'm thinking. And I've also had mentors that have challenged me in my own professional growth and encouraged me and spurred me on to take some chances or take some risks that at the time I thought they were like, wow, I just can't do that. And I'm really, really thankful for those mentors who kind of pushed me to take the next step and take risks because I think that has helped me in my career and it has helped me kind of get unstuck at certain points along my career that I might have felt stuck or not sure what my next steps were. So those mentors that came alongside to spur me on, but also were there to support me and help problem solve together or just have a person to, vent to is really important to me and still to this day.
Great. So now, what's something that you feel is important that leaders should keep in mind as they guide teams and drive organizations forward?
I definitely feel like as a leader, you must be clear on your vision for your organization. You've got to create that North Star with your team, with your organization, so that everybody knows what is your true north and what that vision is. And then from that vision comes your organizational goals and what you are setting the course for your team to do and to engage in. And I would also add that it's really important as we do that as leaders, that we really focus on the specific outcomes that we're aiming to achieve along the way so that we stay focused and that we evaluate those regularly and ensure we're focused on the right things. We might need to pivot and refocus in another area. I'd also say that in leading teams and people over my career, I really think it's important to let our employees lead and give them room to show their abilities, their strengths, and let them know that it's okay to be vulnerable and to work with them on that. Work towards their strengths, but also work towards those areas where they may need encouragement, mentorship, resources, tools to help spur them on to the next level and really try and understand what that is. So I think that empowerment of our teams is critically important and mentoring them along in those areas that require development as well. So sometimes you just need to get out of the way and let your team do what they do best and you see amazing things happen.
Yep, let people shine and they will shine.
That's right.
So, is there something that comes to mind over the past 5 years or so that you would say has made a significant impact on the future direction of health IT?
My goodness. Yeah, so much has happened over the last 5 years, like where do you start? I would say that, everybody is talking and thinking about technology. Everybody is thinking about digital modernization and how we do that continually. And we're all talking about AI, aren't we? And how AI is going to really shape and form how we work and how we use data to inform decision making and to better understand our customers, I might add. So I think that when I'm thinking about digital modernization and how we apply that to different disciplines, whether it's health IT or other areas of our work here at Maximus, systems integration and other areas of technology. I think really keeping at the core of what we do, yes, we implement technology and we're integrating solutions to meet the needs of our clients. But at the center of all of it is the people and the people we're designing and delivering for. And I think that's just so critical, and the central part of the equation in how we're driving digital modernization and health IT, and so many other things. And that understanding of people and how they use technology today, and how those needs and behaviors are rapidly changing, and how we have to adapt to them. If you're developing and delivering technology for the purposes of just delivering technology, you're going to miss the biggest part of really impacting people if you're not understanding them at the root of why you're developing and delivering it to begin with.
So is that what would you say the greatest focus over the next 5 years is? Do you think that's going to be AI, or do you think it's going to grow bigger?
I think it's going to grow bigger. I would say yes, AI and that growing impact of how it's impacting how we work and how we'll continue to understand how to better leverage the data that we get from AI powered tools to inform our decision making and understand our customers better. I also think, over the next 5 years, we really need to, continue elevating our understanding and our influencing of the intersection of customer experience and employee experience and how they work together to deliver better outcomes and expectations for people we serve. And I think that goes back to my point that I began with in terms of driving digital modernization. It's understanding how people use the tech we're designing and delivering and bringing that capability and technology to the federal market. But it's also so much more than that. It's so much more important to really understand how you transition with this new technology, how you adapt change management principles and practices to bring employees and organizations along with new technology and digital modernization, how you enable teams to use it and adopt it, and how you incorporate human-centered design to iterate it regularly and adapt to the changing needs of people. So I think that's just as important, if not more important, than actually delivering the technology itself for tech's sake. I think when we think about like the total experience and thinking about the customer's experience and the employee's experience and bringing that together for better digital experiences, it like in this role of customer experience, it really needs to be about being the connectors and the facilitators of the change and the enablement, and being the change agents that help people to understand and adapt and adopt new technologies in their everyday lives.
Awesome. Well, Marianne, this has been a great conversation. Is there anything else you would like to add?
I think that's it. Thank you so much for having me today. I really appreciate it.
Great. Thank you for listening. Please be sure to check out our other podcasts, Keeping IT Brief and Afternoon Tea, available on your podcast provider.